All right, so we had just been dealing on the top of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph with the idea of B'Mo'ado and Rosh Chodesh Ikrei Mo'ed. We talked about Tammuz Dahai Shasa, Miluyei Malyu, I guess a very apropos discussion for Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, L'Reva D'chul M'Mo'ed Asu M'nani M'Lei D'Tanu Rabbanan V'Yidaber Moshe Es Mo'adei Hashem El B'nei Yisrael Ma Tamad Lomar. Again, clearly putting the emphasis on the Karban Mincha as opposed to the behemoths that come with them. Tam lomar vayidaber Moshe es moadei Hashem al bnei Yisrael hakasuv kiva'o moed. And again, once you cross that threshold into Karban, which is Kavu Azman, so then that establishes Afilu B'Shabbos. Now, Tuma is a really important question. We were Mechalik before between the Karban Pesach and all other Karbanos. This is a good point of Chazar. Anybody remember what we said yesterday in the Mishnah, the din of the Mishnah? Ilan, go ahead.
All the other ones are just Ba'a B'Tuma, but Pesach is also Nechal B'Tuma.
Right, and the Gemara... Rashi quotes it, Ish lefi achlo tachosu alaseh, right? We've seen this so many times about the emphasis of achila by the Korban Pesach, right? That, why would you bring it if you weren't going to eat it, right? And misha shchita, it has to already be with the vision of achila, right? Liminuyev, part of what we discussed yesterday as well. So I just wanted to point out, I don't want to beat a dead horse over here, but I feel like one of the most important keys that I've tried to give you in terms of this Masachta, especially as it relates to the Karban Pesach, is the relationship to Karban Tamid, right? And you see it again here. Tamid and Pesach are already established, and then we have to be Marbe Shar Korbanos. And I hope that now feels very intuitive to you, because I feel very, very strongly about that point. Okay. So the Gemara goes on a little bit further. And then I want to circle back to some of the issues in Rashi and Tosfos. V'cholhani lamali tzrichi dikasa rachmana tamid havamina tamid shekein tadir v'chalil. Aval pesach lo, kamash malan. Vikasa rachmana pesach, pesach shu anushkaris. Aval tamid ein anushkaris, imalo, kamash malan. Vikasa rachmana hanitarti havamina hanihu yesh ben tzad chamor. Tamid tadir v'chalil, pesach shu anushkaris. Aval shar korbanu tzibor, imalo. So kasa rachmana ila tasul Hashem bim mo adechem, vi kasa rachmana ila tasul Hashem mo adechem. Hava mina sharkor bano sibor abayim lechaper, aval omer shelechem din vayin lechaper ela lehatir ba'alman inhu lo kamash malan. So again, Nachi, we've been discussing this, right? The idea of the karban and the shehalechem is unique matirim. The Rambam has his own very fascinating sheet about this, but let's say. The way that most Rishonim approached it is that the Korban Omer is the Matir of Chadash in the Medina, and the Shtei Halachim is the Matir of Chadash in the Mikdash. Nachi, do you want to just fill us in a little bit on the nuance for the Rambam about that?
Yeah, the Rambam says that you can bring it up until, you can't bring it until the Shtei Halachim. No, the Omer? You can't bring it up until the Shtei Halachim. But then from the Shtei Halachim, you bring it, but you don't korei on it, and then... No, you bring it from the Omer, and then you can't read it until the Shtei Halachim.
Okay, so that's...
Or the Chag, not the Shtei Halachim.
Yeah, so you see... Halacha kebasrei, you got it at the end. So the Rambam holds that actually the Karban HaOmer is really more of the global matir. It has a bigger role. And even plays a role in the Mikdash to a certain degree. So the Rambam paskins that l'chatchila you should only bring bikurim, which of course could have chitin and seorin as well. L'chatchila you should only bring it when it's a shah, which is ru'uya l'kriyas bikurim, the mikra bikurim, which is only from Shavuos. But technically speaking, if you would bring your bikurim after Havas HaOmer, it's acceptable. And they simply leave the bikurim there, manichim osam sham, ad ha'atzeres, there could be 47 days or whatever, v'korin aleihem. Very fascinating view of the Rambam. But generally speaking, the way that it's conceived is kind of like a hard and fast rule, that before the Shtei Halachim, you just can't have chadash in the mikdash, in terms of the menachos. So the Rambam has a very fascinating shita about that, and there's much to be said. It's not an obvious point at all. But what our Gemara wants to suggest is, okay, I could live with the idea of b'moado afilu b'shabbos when there's an impetus, l'chaper. But what's the Gemara saying? But l'hatir? It's so important. Docha Shabbos? Right, that's what the Gemara is saying. So we're building off of Tamid, which is Tadir, which is Chalil, it's a Karban Ola, and Pesach, which is a Chi of Kare. We understand. And so we build out the Shar Karbanos Tibor Shabbat and the Chaper. But a Matir? That's going to be Docha Shabbos. So the Gemara had a little bit of a harder time accepting that. Anybody want to try to like think of a Svara Lamaskana? So why should a Matir be Docha Shabbos? Why is it so important? Yeah, Eitan, what do you think?
Perhaps it's an extension of Ase Docha Lo Sase.
I like that very much. I like that very much. And maybe what the Gemara is really saying is that once you have this idea that it's a karban, which is miuchas to particular zman, right, it fits into the general halacha, the Avodas HaMikdash is Docha Shabbos. No, not every Avodas HaMikdash is Docha Shabbos, and, you know, Nedarim and Nedavos would be a bridge too far, but it plays a role. And even if it's not as significant a role as the Chaper, right, it still crosses that threshold. So, just a few more lines, just to the period, and then again, I want to circle back for Rashi and Tosfos. So, Vikas Rachman Omer She'lechem L'chudayu Hava Mina Adraba Omer, I think I may have skipped a line. Really interesting line of the Gemara, where the Gemara contemplates that maybe it would have been only Omer and Shtei Halechem, that your kapara can wait till tomorrow. Kadosh Baruch Hu, will forgive you for observing Shabbos. But in terms of a matir, we don't want to make people wait any longer for their chadash, and we don't want to wait any longer in terms of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so when the Gemara presented Shar Korbanos HaTzibor, what was really interesting is it presented them as l'chaper. Which question should everybody have now? What about the olos of Musafin? So that bothered Rashi. So you take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shar Korbanos Tzibor, a few lines up, Musafin de Ola, Mechaperes aase, k'detani b'masechta Yuma, ein ola ba'a ela al aase, velos aase, shenitak laase. So the korban ola, in fact, does have a kapara role, and it's mechaper an aase. So that idea is not something that is so unique to Pesachim, but I thought it'd be worth taking a moment to just discuss it together. The korban ola is obviously the av tipus of all korbanos, right? The beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Right, imola korbanobina bakar. We always start with the korbanola. It's the most pure korban. It's kulo Hashem. It's kalil. That's a tzad chamor. And yet, like maybe it seems a little bit ironic. It's mechaper on that which is kal. What do we say about an asay? In ozaz misham imasa tshuva chemochalin lo. So, one of the I think most compelling mahalchim. When it comes to, on the one hand, the chumrah of the korban ola relative to other korbanos, as we're seeing in our Gemara, and yet the idea that it's mechaper ha'ase, is that that's actually a sign of just how strong a korban it is. Right? A chatas, you need a ma'isa avera. Shogig, but a ma'isa avera. And it's a targeted therapy. It's targeted against a particular ma'isa avera. The thing about the korban ola is that it's so powerful as a korban that even has the capacity to be mechaper where you can't point to very specific thing that you did. In fact, you didn't do anything. You were just mevatel and aseh. And what it really represents is a recommitment in terms of one's relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We spoke a minute ago about aseh dochalos aseh. Remember the Ramban. Failures in terms of mitzvos aseh. When a person is mevatel mitzvos aseh, that's on the one hand, very kal, but on the other hand, it's a very bad sign because we know that mitzvos aseh are affiliated with avas Hashem. I mean, if you really cared, right, you would have found the time, you would have found the energy, you would have found a way. And I think that's It sounds like a little bit of a harsh perspective, but I think that's part of the reason that it's the Korban Olah and only the Korban Olah alone that represents Kulo LaHashem. It represents a complete commitment that, you know, is very effective in dealing with that. Okay, just to circle back on 2 points in Tosfos. So Tosfos, Al-Gadayta Chamina, Halok Sebu Moed. Afal Gav, second Tosfos of the page, first Tosfos we covered yesterday, the Parshas Pinchas Ksiv Nami, Rosh Chodesh, Hava Mina Deilu Tasumo Odechem, Dechsiv Besos Parshas Pinchas, Lokaya Rosh Chodesh, Ela Ashar Yamim Tovim, Dechsivi Basrei, Deikri Regel. Dechanami Lokaya Shabbos, right? Shabbos, it isn't called a Moed. Vitamid. So again, we had the Havamina that Rosh Chodesh was not really included in Moed the same way that other Galim are. So some of us were discussing this not long ago, we were talking about the Sugya of Hallel and the fact that, yeah, Rosh Chodesh is a Kray Moed, but there really isn't a Kedusha Sayom, and part of the Havamina of not having Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, in the end of the day, it's a Minhag. But the Gemara is Mechadesh, just like we saw again here, that Rosh Chodesh Ikrei Moed, because you might have said, right, you can't have a Moed, which is just by definition every month. A Moed means a special time. Right? And so, especially when it comes to Hallel, when there's an additional problem of Hareza Mecharef Umegadef, that's why Shabbos, right, is, that's what we mean when we say Shabbos Lo Ikrei Moed. You know, it can't be that you're saying Hallel on such a regular basis. You're going to deplete the Hallel. And the Havamin is that's true of Rosh Chodesh. So what's Tosos saying here? Is, yeah, you might say that Rosh Chodesh is a Moed, but it's not the kind of Moed that the Regalim are, right? That was the point. You would not have known that Rosh Chodesh is included in a Pasuk at the end of Parshas Pinchas, which just finished talking about all the Regalim in terms of Moadim, because Rosh Chodesh is still fundamentally different. Next Tosos, Shekein Yesh Bahem Tzad Chamor. So Perush Rabbeinu Tam, Shekein Yeshnan Lifnei HaDibur. That's really fascinating. That the Tzad Chamor isn't just what's mentioned in the Gemara, Dahainu Karban Pesach Kares, Dahainu Karban Ola, Chalil, Vitadir, by the Tamid, but they actually preceded Maimon Har Sinai. Kamanda Amar, Ola Shekrivi Yisrael Midbar Ola Es Tamid Havi. So, I think this is a really important point to focus on also. That the Karban Pesach and the Karban Tamid in some sense, predate Maimad Har Sinai. Olas tamid asuya b'Har Sinai, l'reach nichoach isha l'Hashem, yeshnan lifnei hadibur. Yeah, we all believe, we all accept, as, you know, Klal Barzel, the notion of, you know, nisna Torah v'nischad shahalacha. Maimad Har Sinai is the definitional moment, and yet, the Baal Yad Tosfos are saying, if something existed even before Maimad Har Sinai, that establishes a kind of a foundational level to it. It's very reminiscent of the Rambam Hilchos Melachim Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, where he singles out certain things, like Mila, and Tfila, and Gid Hanasha, right, in terms of building up to Har Sinai, Ad Sheba Moshe Rabbeinu, V'nishlama Torah Al Yado. Okay. So the rest of the daf, pretty much, is going to focus on the question of what we've called up until now, Tuma Hutra B'tzibor, versus notion of Tuma Dechuya b'tzibor. And there are going to be a number of nafkamina. One of them is, okay, let's say you have the majority of the populace, which is Tameh, should we be chozer al, you know, yechidim that are tahor, let's say, to participate in the avoda? Well, clearly that will depend on whether you say hutra or dechuya. Another nafkamina is, what do we know in terms of what's really miratza tumas mikdash v'kadshav? The tzitz. So the question is, what roles does the tzitz have to play? So Savru de l'chulei alma tuma dechuya hi b'tzibor. Ubainan tzitz, the ratos, delekatana de shamus le damar tuma ter b'tzibor ala Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos is going to say in a second, what's so bad about Rabbi Yehuda? He's an illustrious Tana. So we'll get to Tosfos in a minute. The line doesn't sound so good for him. Right, but that's the Gemara says. Lekatan the Shabbos said that Ratumah Hutra B'tzibor the Rabbi Yehuda the Tanya Tzitz Bein Sheyeshno Mitzchah Bein Sheino Mitzchah Miratza the Rabbi Shimon Yehuda Omer Odeo Mitzchah Miratza and Odeo Mitzchah and Miratza Rabbi Shimon Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim Yochiach Sheino Mitzchah. Right, by definition, right, in Kategor Nasa Sainegor he's Nechnas Lefnayv Lefnim the Big Day Lavan Miratza Amar Lo Hanach L'Yom Kippurim Shetumah Hutra B'tzibor Michlal the Rabbi Shimon Tzavar Tumah Dechuyeh B'tzibor. It's one thing to say it can be bo bitumah, but it's another thing to say that it's nechal bitumah. Okay, so let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Sadra Murayim in a yeshiva yusurin came the fika chutzrach on Nishoel, hatig by the kamei, lema mastis in the loker of Yeshua, we're building up in it, dechuya avagav, de achshur achman alamesi bitum alav heter gamurhu, alahechi de la mishtachi tahorin, right? If you can't find yechidim or tahorin, so bishasat chak, you know, toma dechuya bitzibor, not hutra, you'll use temein, vikevan de lav heter gamurhu, by nansitz the riutsuye. So you're two nafgamina. That Rashi identifies, whether we're chozer ala tahorin, one, and two, the role that the tzitz is going to play. Rashi then goes on to say, she'enu al-mitzcho, dehayin nechnashan bivikdei zahav, k'darmina nein kategor nase sanegor. So this bothered Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger usually just points to a different makor. We'll get to one of those in a second. He says, tamu ali v'chitzarech ra'il ezeh, halom efurash b'kasa, l'fnai v'lifnim, oved rak, Be'arba begadim, right? Big day habad. Ela the Rosh Hashanah, I mean, on time, alikra. So, you see, Rabbi Kiva Eger was a purist. He was like holding Rashi's feet to the fire a little bit. He's saying, why does Rashi need to quote the Gemara in terms of the Gemara's rationale? Just say, this is a halachic fact. You could say that, okay, Rashi didn't have to do it, but he was trying to explain what the rationale for the halacha was, but is I flag this Rabbi Kiva Eger for you guys. It's a fascinating thing. You know, he's bothered by Rashi was, you know, resorting to, you know, time of the Krah. Tosfos, de lo eshkach in tana de islay toma hutra ala Rabbi Yehuda, v'im tomar. Tosfos says, you'll forgive me. My oma de Rabbi Shimon tvein de Yehuda, adarab eshkacham misha otziyu de Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon lachka ki Rabbi Yehuda. Right? The Rabbi Yehuda's no slouch. And if you have machokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, we're going to pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, by the way, this isn't always the case. If that was always the case, we could simplify a lot of the hugest machloksin and Masechta Shabbos about Psik Reisha and Dabrashenu Miskaven and everything. But in any event, this Gemara makes it sound like Rabbi Yehuda's chopped liver. We say, oh, you know, we can all agree about this because the only person who says, you know, Toma Hutra B'tzibur, that's Rabbi Yehuda. It's like, you know, implicit, oh, well, you know Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, you know, they're treating him like Remeir over here. Ah, Remeir is Chosh in the Muta. You know, who's going to pay attention to Rabbi Meir with his crazy chashashos? You know, Eim L'davar Sofa, that guy. So Joseph is basically asking, you know, since when did we start applying that standard to Rabbi Yehuda? So Yeshama Deshkachim, the Kaman, it's not a general klal. Rabbi Yossi, the Nukayimo, the Savar Tumba de Chuyahi. Okay, so we know that the Gemara Masach the Gittin says about Rabbi Yossi, this is how Nimuka Yossi came up with his name, is that Rabbi Yossi, Nimuko Imo, he always had his rationale. He was always a very, very incisive, person to have on your side in any machlokas. So it's not saying that Rabbi Yehuda is gara mi Rabbi Shimon, it's saying that in this machlokas, Rabbi Shimon has got, you know, a really staunch ally in Rabbi Yossi. Sometimes, you know, you'll see Rishonim do the same phenomenon with, anybody know which other Tana, much less prominent, much less common of a Tana? Not like a Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, not in that level, but with Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. Because the same Gemara in Masech the Gittin says, Mishnaso Shor Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, Kav Vinoki. That it was, you know, all filtered and clear. There was a lot of clarity to everything that he taught. Mishnaso Shor Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, Kav Vinoki. So Tema the read, the Bishmaitz and Mashma, Tamandama Ritoma de Chuya, Ena de Chuya Yede Ritoi Tis. Vamai, Hatoma de Gavra, de Chuya Betsi, Ravo Vishena Tis Matza, while Tomas Agof, Kedetnan Bepirkin. So the Bali Tosas have a very important general question, so please flag this as well, is that when we talk about Ritoi Hatzitz, that's not on Tomas Agavra. And so when we talk about Toma Hertra Betibor and Toma de Chuya Betibor and automatically bring up the Tzitz as an Afkamina, Palitos is saying we should be a little bit more careful about what it is that we're saying. Because any discussion of the tzitz as like a reflexive nafkamina is going to fail the test of Tumas Agavra, because the tzitz has nothing to do with Tumas Agavra. Okay, that's very important. So the Palitos is a little bit bothered by the presentation here in our Gemara, Because we're obviously having a discussion predicated on the idea of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur as it applies to Karban Pesach, and that's a Gavra issue. And that's important as well. Okay, now, in terms of just one more point about the Karban Omer and Shtei Alechem, we talk about them being Ba B'Tumah, even if we hold that the Tzitz is not going to be Meratza al Achilos, what do we even mean? I understand when it comes to a Karban, right, there's the Avodas Hadam, etc. But what's the... And so, by the way, so like I understand when it comes to the Korban Omer, Hakar Evimo, right, the Kebes, or the Korban Shtei Halachem, right, the Shiva Kvasim. But what's, what do we mean? It's Bar B'Tumah. Point out the Avoda. What's the Avoda? That's a really important question. So Rashi says, actually, that it's the din of Tnufa. So that's very important as well. It's the din of Tnufa that we're talking about. If you could look at the Rashi, the Pasuk, Minayin l'rabos omer v'akarevimo v'asisem b'yom hanifchem es omer, and he repeats it another time on this daf as well. So this is an important idea in its own right. Okay, so let's go a little bit further. The Gemara says, in a tzitz meratz al achilos, like a tana shamus adamer, a tzitz meratz al achilos, a reblaz, a tana reblaz al omer, tzitz meratz al achilos, Rabbi Yossi omer, in a tzitz meratz al achilos. So name masis and look at Rabbi Yeshua, the tanya, v'yasis olosecha, basar, v'adam al mizbach, Hashem lokecha, v'dam zvechach, yishafecha mizbach, Hashem lokecha, v'abasar tochel. So Rabbi Yeshua had a famous shita of tarti boy, that you needed both the basar and the dam. But you weren't going to have the avodas hadam if the basar was already tamei. Name masis and loker Rabbi Yeshua tani vasiso losecha ha basar vehadam. You see how he darshens it from the pasuk. So Rabbi Yeshua omer imein dam in basar imein basar in dam. Rabbi Lozer disagrees omer dam avol pishin basar. Even if the basar is already tamei, if the basar is already lost, we'll do the avodas hadam shenamar vedam zvachecha yishafech. Money mekayim vasiso losecha baser v'adam habaser v'adam tarti boi lomer l'cham adam bezrika baser bezrika v'yomer lulkata mishven kevesh l'mizbeach. So he says that there's a din of zrikas habaser. Anybody want to take a stab at this one? What is he talking about? Zrikas habaser. When in the world would you be zorek as habaser? We hope that this is not referring to a food fight amongst the kohanim. So this too is a very complex issue. But there's a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Samach Beis Amibes. I'll reference it in a second. But Rashi explains Lul Avir Yesh Ben Kevesh Mizbeach Lo Haya Rosh Hakevesh Mechubar the Mizbeach Sheyesh Avir Me'at Ben Taim Kol Shehu. It's a tiny little gap. V'hamisadir Esho Evarim Ben Al Rosh Hamizbeach Omed al hakevesh, vizarkan al mareches hoetim, lekayim mitzvas zirika. Underline it. That is a very important yesod. There's not just zirika sadam, there's zirika sabasar, v'asisa olasecha habasar v'adam, mitzvas zirika sabasar. Tosfos. Of your katani ben kevesh lemizbeach. Sitosa says, below of your nami hayyachol akai mitzvah zrika, el lakach hayo of your shayidekach yizkor lizrok. It was a reminder that you'd see that little spatial gap of the kol shehu when I was a little kid. Remember, I was always really scared. Just this is what it reminds me of, that between the jetway and the airplane, it's like this little tiny gap. You know what I'm talking about? When you get onto an airplane, I mean, we haven't been in about 40 years, any of us, but there's like this, you know, the way that the jetway works is they put it right up to me. But like if you're 3 years old, you kind of look down and you see the guys loading the luggage. And if you were me, you're like, I don't know, can I fit through that crack? I hope not. So there is a little tiny crack. So Balei Tosa said, you really don't need it, but it's a zikaron for the Kohanim to remind them to do zirika. So Rabbi Kiv Eger jumps on this and he says, Ayin Chuvas Chacham Tzvid, Simen Kofnun Gimel. Okay, so if you happen to look there, so it's a short little piece. The Chacham Tzvi says, oh, I don't really understand this Tosfos. Because if you look at the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Samach Beis and Mebeis, it makes it sound like Dam and Basar have exactly the same din. And just like if there's actually a chatzitza, if there's a space between the Dam and the Mizbeach, right, that will generate a problem, a real problem, al pi halacha. The same thing is true when it comes to Basar as well. Dam and Basar should have exactly the same din. And so it doesn't sound like this was just cosmetic or even a mnemonic device. It sounds like this was supposed to be fundamental, right? You can't achieve Zrika when it comes to Dam, say, by going straight up to the Mizbeach, right? Chatas, you have to actually do, right, with Matanos Batzba. But whenever there's Zrika Sadam, right, you actually need that distance. So if you look at that Gemara, the Chacham Tzvi says he has a difficult time understanding what exactly this Tosfos is talking about. Okay, in any event, so that's how Rabbi Lazar explains the pasuk, V'asiso osacha basar v'hadam, basar and dam have the same exact halacha. Rabbi Shonami, haksiv adam zvachecha yishafeich, amalacha haksiv gabei v'abasar tocheil, only when the basar is nachal. According to you, why do we need two different psukim? So chad beolav chad b'shlam mitzri chadikas of rachman beolav amino olay de chamira shekain kal yolav al shlam do chamiri malo because rachman shlam ma'av amino adaraba. This behushte achilos. Right, we're going to be more machmir when it comes to this question of the basar becoming tummy because there's two achilos when it comes to shlamim. What do we mean by two achilos and shlamim? We have the Achilas Kohanim, right? The Chazei Veshok, and we have the Achilas Bailim. So if the Basar is ruined by a Shlamim, like, what's the point? Aval Ola, Deleis Bashtei Achilos, Eimalo, Kamash Malon. Just want to circle back. Tosos, Dam, Afal Bishen Basar, Shanema, Radam Zvachacha, Temel Rajaba, Minali Beola, Deyesh Dam, Afal Bishen Basar, Eimadavka Shlamim, Aval Ola, Dechula Kaliel, Ema ein basar ein dam, yesh dam, afal pish ein basar minolan. So I think this Tosfos is very fascinating. Tosfos is saying that by a korban ola, we should be very skeptical of this idea of Rabbi Lazar, that you could have dam without the basar. Who understands why? What's Tosfos really saying? So when it comes to korban ola, what's the difference between the basar and the dam? They're almost like fundamentally equivalent. So he likes the idea of Rabbi Yeshua very much, specifically as it concerns a korban ola. Okay, so Rabbi Lazar Nami Haksiv Abasar Tocheil. So when we talk about the dam zvachecha yishafech v'avodas hadam, so shouldn't that only be in the case of achilas habasar? Right, that you need a matir. So yachi emachuli lahachiu da'asa dam avishin shem basar mina alan. How do you really know that halacha? Amar lechaim kenechtel chrona basar tochel v'hadar v'dam zvachecha yishafech kidechse bereisha v'asisa l'sacha basar v'dam. Ma'ishna da'akdim l'dam zvachecha shma mina adam afal pishin basar. So the order of the pasuk at first deals with avodas adam, and then it says a basar tochel, as if to say always do the avodas adam, even if the basar has been lost, become tame, etc. Shma mina shena basar. Mutar biachila ad she yizro kadam. Dam is the matir, and it can go without the basar. Rabbi Shua in a basar mutar biachila ad she yizro kadam. Kavachomeru my murin dechilis neyu lo ma'akvi kis neyu ma'akvi. That if you want to be able to eat the basar, you still have to put up the emurin on the mizbeach as long as they're available. So dam dechilese ma'akev dam, which in my opinion Rabbi Shua says is completely ma'akev. Rabbi Lazar will be moded to me on that. Right, he says you can't have the basar without the dam. Ki isay lo kol shekain de ma'akev. So Rabbi Lazar doesn't disagree with the kavachomer, but milsa dasi v'kavachomer tarach v'kasav lakra. Rabbi Shua kol hecha deika the medresh dar shinan. Okay, Rashi dam the chilesei ma'akev. Everybody agrees that without the avodas adam, you can't have the basar korbanos. Hadavayu modu Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shua imein dam imein basar the mitchilas hakdeishan in the asarin. V'chaparin abo'el abedam, right, the kapara is all about the dam, the zrikas hadam, v'chohanim mishulchan gavoa kazachu. And the only way to activate that Shulchan Gavoa is with the Avodas Hadam. V'kevan de kapara leise isura lehecha azol. It's omed v'isuro. And again, according to Rashi, when is the Isur Chal? Mishas Hekdesh. Mitzchilas Hekdeshan. Hashtin, the Mesmizan Loka Rabbi Yeshua, the Kevin number by Nantarte, Vitzita Chilos Lomiratze, Hechiosi Bituma. What's the Okimt according to Rabbi Yehuda? How's it going to work? So the Gemara says, Afilu same Rabbi Yeshua, El Kasar Rabbi Yeshua, Tzitz Miratze Al Ha'olin. There's nothing on the Mizbeachs. When you need both the dam and the basar to be halachically intact, it doesn't hold the same standard for the Shtei Halachos, Shtei Halachim, and for the Korban Ha'omer. So that's basically the equivalent of the basar, right? After the Kemitza, the Kohanim can eat the shiraim of the mincha, the din is kodesh kadashim, right? It's only zechrei kahuna bazara. That's the din of minachos. So nidmu shireha. So basically, consider that to be the equivalent of basar. Avdu shireha. Kimidas Rabbi Lazar k'sheira. Kimidas Rabbi Yeshua psula. If you're following the logic, Rabbi Yeshua should say pasul, because it's just like the basar being pasul, right? By nantarte. Kimidas velo kimidas. Kimidas Rabbi Yeshua to be nantarte. Basar v'dam lo kimidas Rabbi Yeshua. Dila Rabbi Yeshua bezvachem amar. But Menachos lo amar. He only said this when it came to Basar. He didn't say this when it came to a Korban Mincha. Now, again, we're going already a little long for today, so I have to cut it short. But I'd ask you to ponder this. Why shouldn't it be the same? Why shouldn't that logic of Kohanim Yishulchan Gavoa Kazachu apply? Right? The only way that the Kohanim are going to get to eat the Shiraim of the Mincha is if you do the Kemitza. So the Kemitza is the parallel of the Avodas Hadam. So clearly what the Gemara is saying is that Rabbi Yeshua recognized that the following analogy was not perfect. Basar is to dam what shirayim of the mincha, shiyarei ha-mincha, are to the kmitza. Something about that equation doesn't hold. And you have to try to figure out what it is. So v'ilu hai tana savra afilu b'nachos. So this is a tana that goes even beyond Rabbi Yeshua. So apparently Rabbi Yeshua held straight down party line. That he held it by Zvachim and Menachos. So because Rabbi Yeshua tits Merat ala Olin. Ve'al achilos ihachi amai kibidat Rabbi Yeshua psula. The Gemara says avur v'saruf. That's only talking about if it's actually physically gone. Ela nitma, but if it's just tamei lemaniktani, the Rabbi Lazar pshita. It's obvious. Hashta yishomer yibav v'siruf l'sneiu machter Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar is prepared to avodas hadam when literally the basar is avur v'saruf. Nitma di isei mibaya, so nitma it's tame, but at least it's still in the world. Is it a question? Alapshita the Rabbi Lazar ktani psula. It must be shita Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua still hasn't budged on that issue. Votan Rabbi Yeshua omer kozvachim shebetor ben shenitma basar vechelav kaim shenitma chelav basar kaim zorikas adam. Avol nitmu tarvayu lo alma kasav Rabbi Yeshua in atzitz meratz ala olin velo al haachilos. So the Gemara tries one last time. El olam Rabbi Yeshua masnisim lokasha kam lechatchila kam diavad. Kiam Rabbi Yeshua lechatchila diavad lo. Umina semer deshani the Rabbi Yeshua ben lechatchila diavad. How do we know that Rabbi Yeshua is machmir lechatchila, but b'diavad he'll say it works? Tanya nitma basar nivshalosh yetzachutz leklaim. Rabbi Lazar Omer, go ahead. Zrika sadam. Rabbi Yeshua Omer lo yisrak. Why the Rabbi Yeshua b'shem zara kurtza chada the psula diavad mashma. The language simply sounds that way. Mashma. So when we say Chamisha Dvarim Boim, that means Lechatchila, only those five things. Ela Lokasha, Kan B'Yachid, Kan B'Tzibor. So here's where it really comes down. Rashi says, Lechatchila Psula, in Zara Kurza, Mastisim B'Tzibor, Boim Lechatchila B'Tum B'Tzibor B'Heter. Tosos disagrees. Nira Lemi, Dilolam Svirulei, Tuma D'Chuya. Maybe Yeshua really holds, it's not Tumah Hutra B'Tzibor, but Tumah D'Chuya B'Tzibor. The Svira Lay, that tzitz miratza al achilos, the tzitz is only miratza on the bias hakarban, the akrabas hakarban, but also on the achila, uviyach the chatchila yizrok midrabanan, upsu the kani hainu the chatchila, hilkach, betzibor boim the chatchila, vim tomar, maika betzibor the yachin, ho midaraisa be yachin namizrik the chatchila, Ishlomar, Tosa says they pointed out before, Thomas Hagof, Ika Benayu, Debitzibur, Dachya, Biyachid lo Dachya. That the tzitz can't help you with that. So if you hold Toma Dachuya Bitzibur, we'll say, okay. So when it comes to the tzibur, we'll be Docha, Thomas Hagof, but Biyachid, we're not going to be able to be Docha that. Interestingly, just I pointed it out in Rashi before, so I just wanted to signal in Tosos. If you take a look back quickly at Tosfos, Omer Shteilechem Deleka Olin Ma'ikel Lemeimar, Vitomer Shteilechem Hashayach Boyin Bitoma, Yishlomar Mishum Tnufa De Isbehu. So remember, I quoted Rashi and Amar Aleph, Biyom Hanifchem Es Omer. It sounds like he thinks that the Tnufa is the actual Avodah. You see that Tosfos holds the same way over here. Okay, so a few very important points. First of all, we talked about the idea of Bimbo Ado. And we said, it's clear when it comes to Korban Tamid and Korban Pesach. First of all, there's a Tzad Chamor in each of them. Korban Pesach is obvious as Kares. Korban Tamid is a Korban Ola, which is really important. We talked about the fact that Ola is Mechaper Alaseh, and also that it's Tadir. And the Balei Tosfos say, yeah, but there's another factor. When we talk about the Tzad Chamor, we really also mean Yeshnan Lifnei Hadibor, right? They created a foundation even before Maimon Har Sinai. Just Derech Agav, one of the really interesting things for you guys to write about in your various Svarim when they come out is Mara. Just an amazing topic, right? Like, what was so important that it came even before it was essential for Maimon Har Sinai? It was like a machshir, right? Kibbut Aveim, and Para Aduma, and Dinim, and Shabbos, right? So much, which is, you know, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, Kasher Tzivcha B'mara. Okay, so that was one thing that we talked about, and probably the 100th time that we tried to make the point regarding the Korban Pesach and the Korban Tamid being the Av Tipus for all of the other Korbanos, B'mo'ado, Afilu B'Shabbos. Then we went on in the Gemara and we said, yeah, but that's only going to be true about things that are really Mechaper, but a Matir, Korban Omer and Shtei Alechem, yeah, even a Matir. That we thought was important as well. We discussed the two obvious nafkamina between Hutra B'tzibor and Dechuya B'tzibor. Are we going to be Chozer al Tahorin, number one? Number two, what is the role of the tzitz, if any? Balei Tosfos immediately point out, you got to be careful when you're talking about the tzitz, because they're not going to help with Tumas HaGavra. Got to be careful about seeing that as an automatic nafkamina. And the rest of the daf was fundamentally devoted to the question between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lazar about what happens if the basar somehow is no longer roi. It's tameh, it's avud, it's nisraf. So Rabbi Lazar says, who cares? V'dam zvechacha yishafeich, and only then habasar tochel. So what the pasuk comes to teach me, according to Rabbi Lazar, is that, of course, you can't have achilas habasar without the zrikas hadam. Kohanim yisholchan gavoa kazachu. So Rabbi Yeshua goes further. He says, "In dam in basar in dam tarte boi." Really, fundamentally, you need both. Question of the Gemara: do you apply this only to korbanos, or meaning zvachim, or menachos as well? Interesting. Something to think about. We saw two deos like that in the Gemara. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, right? What do you do? Asisa losacha, basar v'adam. That's what he learns from that pasuk. What do you do without? According to Rabbi Lazar, the mitzvah of Zrikas HaBasar. The Zrikas HaBasar is a mitzvah, the person who's misader the basar, Rosh HaMizbeach. And that itself is a very important point. We saw Tosfos, that you really didn't need that lul, but it was a mazkir, and the Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to disagree, based on the true of the Chacham Tzvi and the Gemara Zvachim, that maybe it really is essential to have that space. It's not just sort of a mazkir. But be that as it may, Rabbi Yeshua felt that if the basar is lost, not just by Korban Pesach, you're really not going to go ahead with the Zrikas Hadam. So the Balei Tosfos say, I hear the machlokas across the board, but I'd make the following point. Korban Ola, since there's no Achilas HaBasar, there's only Achilas Mizbeach, what difference is there really between Achilas Mizbeach when it comes to Dam and Achilas Mizbeach when it comes to Basar? That's an important point also. So Tosfos was very active on that issue. And the Gemara ended up concluding, after a lot of back and forth, is that we should be bechalik between the Yachid and the Tzibur. The entire discussion for Rabbi Yeshua is really limited to the Tzibur, Tuma dechuya b'tzibur, according to Tosos. But by a Yachid, you're not going to have that dispensation. Okay, sorry.